All right. What's up, everybody? This is Brian. I'm here with Vince and Kristen. Kristen's from Coffee and Metal,
which is
the, I don't know, all over YouTube and in all the social medias, right?
Yeah. I think we have a Twitter, but it's very inactive.
Yeah. Nobody's really.
A podcast soon?
Oh, I think Kristen's working on that. I know. It's very confusing. Kristen and Kristen.
Yeah, yeah.
Only making it more confusing because we also both go by Chris.
Yeah. Maybe give us a quick background on Coffee and Metal.
Well, we have this love for the local metal scene, and we want to support it to the furthest degree that we can. I'm actually helping bands make some merch. I'm helping for Drayton and Hell Sought Out. You can see the earrings I've already started on.
Sweet.
And brought a bag of the ones I'm going to be giving to Hellsot that you can get at the Pessimist show on the 22nd of July over at Brick by Brick. And, well, we interview lots of the bands. We interview local bands that come through, ones from out of state, out of country, even if I can. But we just love supporting the local scene, and we just want to give them the love that they deserve, because go see your local fucking bands, man. And seriously, like, one of these days, one of them might end up famous, and do you really want to be that douchebag that was a dick to them because you don't want to pay $15 for their show?
Well, that's awesome. What are some of the bands you've interviewed?
We talking like the couple famous ones I actually somehow managed to get, or are we talking about all of our local family?
Yeah, your choice. Yeah, let's go famous.
We got Doyle from the Misfits, and we also ended up getting DRI.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Also, I believe... Fuck. Who was it that headlined at RuneFest, like, 2021? I can't remember. I got them. They were, like, the inventors of, like, slam metal, and my brain's going fuzzy right now.
Like, Suffocation, Disgorge, something like that?
I think it was Suffocation.
Okay.
I'm not fully sure, and I would have to check my my data. But this is what happens when you meet too many bands and your local scene is so amazing that you remember them above all else.
Right, right. What about some of the locals?
Some of the locals? Some of our most notable locals right now are obviously Mithrium, who won the Wacken Metal Battles USA last year. Mm-hmm. And got to go to Germany, and Federate that are going to Germany this year because they won. Anubis in the LA scene, they were a phenomenal. Our Dying World, I love those guys to death. They're going through a new member change-up. They end up having to get a new guitarist, and hopefully we'll be seeing a new permanent member soon. I'm very excited for that. As for some of our other bands, we end up having we've had Monarch before. They're amazing. They're still around. They're still fucking kicking. I think we had Corpus at one point. Oh boy, there's a list. There is a big ass fucking list. There's a lot of you fuckers. And then of course there's just so many bands where like members just overlap. It's insane because that's the fucking local scene.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys were doing the reviews and like the car reviews.
Yeah, that's Christian's thing that he likes to do. I'm the one that just goes out there and is like, all right. There's a fucking show going on. Let's go do this.
Speaking of the Wacken Metal Battle, that's one thing I've noticed you covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And was that just because you thought that was a really cool
Well, yeah. I thought it was amazing. Local bands getting a chance to go perform at the world's largest metal festival and getting to see bands from all over the country. And then whoever wins gets to see bands from all over the world competing for the exact same thing. And they get a taste of, well, I guess the good life for just a minute. I just think it's kind of awesome because, like, that's a tough one to get. And also, press at Wacken is probably one of the hardest press passes to get next to Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's kind of one of the more unique metal events that I know of is the Wacken Metal Battle. It kind of takes the weird Battle of the Bands thing that's been going on forever, but kind of raises the stakes.
It does, but I really like the fact that with the LA and the San Diego scene, it's become more of a very friendly battle, and everyone's just cheering on their friend to win, and they're always excited to meet all the other bands and stuff like that. I just find that really just heartwarming.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, besides all that, like, what else is going on with Coffee and Metal lately? You got anything on the horizon?
I think Christian was talking about doing a horror podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And on August 5th, I'm helping out. Well, Coffee Metal is going to be teaming up with the San Diego Metal Fam to be putting on a charity concert over at Brick by Brick. Tickets are $15 and 60% of proceeds are going to a charity. And it will be featuring bands with LGBTQ plus members. And we'll also have a drag performance in the beginning. And I'm also working on a photo booth and maybe a spank booth.
Wow.
So pay to have a drag queen come spank ya.
That's pretty sick.
And all money that we raise that night that we can, outside of just ticket sales, we are also going to be donating to charity.
Okay.
And I will be also selling art specifically made for this event by members of the LGBTQ metal family all around the world.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Is some metal bands playing that event?
Absolutely. We have three cover bands. Mm-hmm. We have Lady Evil, Spice Pistols, and Gay CDC. And I was able to get Disrupted Euphoria, Countess Autumn Lynn, who is our drag queen, who will be bringing in two others. Let me just get their names up because I really want to make sure I get them because they looked fucking awesome. And they're going to have like this cute horror theme. And I'm really excited for that. Armor Envy.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking awesome. I love that she's just like covered in blood. And Lux the drag queen, and she has like the cutest, like, my brain just farted. She has the cutest look for Bride of Frankenstein. But our other bands that we're going to have, our other band that we're going to have is Candles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be looking like five bands and three drag queens that night.
What day is that again?
August 5th. It's a Saturday.
At Brick by Brick.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And Brick by Brick is very excited to put on this event as well. Remember, $15 for a ticket, and also 60% of proceeds go to charity.
Mm-hmm.
As well as everything else we make that night.
Well, sounds awesome. Kind of switch gears a little bit. What have you seen from the San Diego metal scene since you kind of started following and being part of it? Like, what kind of changes or trends have you seen?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
There was, at first, I used to look like your typical chick. I had the long, dark hair. If anything, I would cut it short to be about this long with, and it'd just be dark brown. But, you know, the standard, what you would expect for a female in the metal scene, stuff like that. And it was very easily accepted. But as COVID happened, I ended up getting weird hair and I also have glowing hair. And so just the fact that I even have this bright ass hair, I thought I was going to get a lot of shit for it. Ends up, my friends fucking love it. And that's how everyone finds me at festivals these days. And so you flash like a black light on me, I glow like a beacon, and everyone's like, oh, there she is. And I thought I was going to get grief for this stuff. And also, I've noticed the community get stronger. It's much more kind and open than what I was anticipating. We've gotten rid of a lot of really shitty people in the scene. We've seen everyone grow as a whole, and it's just amazing seeing how far it's come so fast. It's one of the most welcoming scenes I've been able to be a part of in so long, because I remember being a teenager and, oh no, a chick into metal, let's give her shit. Yeah. Here, it's just love and support, and I'm so happy for that. I was very discouraged at first growing up, but seeing the community and seeing how far it's come, it's made me very happy.
Well, it was probably harder before. A lot of the venues are 21 and up to, where now there's a couple all ages ones here and there.
Yeah, but like, I was already going to whiskey when I was pretty young. At any of the big concerts over at the sports arena or over at Cricket, Sleep Train, whatever the fuck it's called now, I would be at that. I mean, I ran away at 16 to go see Rammstein up in Inglewood. Took a bus right after class, and I just fucking left. Barrett's like, where are you? Don't worry, I'll be fine. Just come get me in the morning. Where are you? I'll tell you later.
Did not like that.
Yeah, I wonder if the people being more, like, open and tolerant, or I guess tolerance is not a good word for it. I guess, like, just accepting, yeah, if that's a reflection of the metal scene, or if it's just kind of society as a whole.
That's a good one. And honestly, I'm not going to complain if whichever side it is, because it's just nice seeing this community together instead of the how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a girl wearing a metal shirt. Name five albums.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bro, how many cups deep do you think I am now? Do you think I can name myself at this point? Good thought.
Yeah, sweet. By the way, for the metal swap meet, Coffee and Metal always has a booth there, or has some kind of presence there. So I want to let you guys know that we appreciate that.
Oh, trust me. I remember last time we got a chance to go, I was all over the place. Caffeinated to hell and on my longboard. Oh no, I saw Christian's longboard.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, I didn't go last year because my entire October was just booked. Uh-huh. But this year, I already booked you guys before anything else.
Sweet. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah, we're happy to have you guys anytime we can. So for Coffee and Metal, maybe kind of let us know, like, who does Coffee and Metal besides yourself?
Well, we do still have Alberto, but he's off following his passion project, which is his band. And honestly, as supporters of the local scene, we are obviously supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
Christian is still the owner of Coffee and Metal, and he's taken a little bit of a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just doing his life. You're welcome, people. He's become more of an editor. And helping with getting merch and stuff like that. We're going to be giving out stickers, hopefully, at the charity event. And we might have a few new shirts. We're not fully sure yet. We're going to see. But he's taking a little bit of a step back, but it's still his.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm the one that's going to basically every show because someone's got to do it. And we just brought on Rusty as our official roadie not that long ago, because they've been helping me out for ever since I turned 21, and we've had shows. They've been helping me with recording all that stuff, and they have been an amazing help. You've probably seen the little crusty bitch out there. Oh, the wonky hand and the energy that could honestly power a city. God, I am so envious of that.
Well, I mean, you need help. I mean, doing everything by yourself is pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be hard for me to do these without Vince or somebody to help me, especially since I don't know the audio part. And, you know, everybody's got their own little specialty.
What's the coffee part of Coffee and Metal?
Oh, we use that a lot to keep ourselves away. If you haven't noticed, I feel like majority of metalheads are coffee drinkers. And if you see me at most shows, I will probably have some form of coffee drink with me, or I will be getting one at the bar. I really like Irish coffees. So if anybody wants to get me one, hi. That's what I like.
Maybe for merch, you guys could do like your official roast, like coffee.
We are actually talking about that. Originally, it was a joke, and it hopefully might become real. We've already got a bag design done.
That'd be sweet. I'd buy that.
It's definitely in the back burner right now, but we've definitely talked about it, and we're hoping we can do that. And I was talking about maybe getting some coffee mugs and stuff like that, the very least. That way that we could have those when we're doing stuff and just fill it with whatever liquid we have.
So what's your favorite coffee?
Favorite coffee? I love blonde espressos.
Blonde espressos. That's a light roasted espresso? Is that
what? Yes, if I remember correctly. They typically have less calories and a little bit less caffeine, but they have a sweeter taste to it. And I have a terrible sweet tooth.
All right. Yeah, sounds sweet. We just took a little break. Kristen, you were showing us some of the jewelry you make. Maybe you could kind of talk about it. And
they are guitar picks from bands that I have turned into dangling earrings. I have them paired up in their doubles. Mine, however, because I only have one ear pierced because my other one closed up on me, I put two picks on one. But they dangle about 3 inches, and all the metal is surgical steel, aside from possibly the chain itself. But anything that should be touching the body is surgical steel, so it is safe. But these are for bands to sell at the booth. And I am happily making these. I just do them all myself. I hijacked a bunch of picks from Peter from Hellsot. I have more waiting for me, and I'll be doing this exact same thing with Federate. Zach's going to give me a bunch of his stuff. And he's also going to be giving me some of their Hellsot picks. So if any bands have any picks like this, I'd be happy to help make them their own guitar pick earrings. And just a nice small thing to take with you on tours. That way then you don't have to carry a bunch of big shit.
That is an easy thing to take on tour.
You put them in their own like little separate baggies.
Yeah.
And then you can just like...
The kind you put drugs in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. So are you plan on making these and kind of like sell them to the bands kind of wholesale so they can sell them on tour?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sweet.
Dow with Hellsot's going to be the first test for that, as well as Federate, due to the fact that they're going to go to Germany. So they wanted something very small that they could take with them that isn't going to take up too much room and luggage, because that would suck, especially when some have to bring their instruments. And drummers are a thing. I don't remember if they allow you to bring a... If they make you bring your own drum set, or if they have a drum set there waiting for you.
I don't think they bring a drum set.
I would fucking...
Maybe cymbals and pedals.
Yeah. But yeah, that would suck if they made you bring the fucking kit.
But I mean, the band could throw those all, most of this into like a guitar bag.
Oh yeah, that's the whole point of this. I want something easy for bands to take with them. Something that they could probably sell for a decent price. And something unique that not everybody's going to have. And if you have an excess of picks like Peter does, oh my God, he throws them like breadcrumbs by like Hansel and Gretel. It's hilarious how many he has.
This is all just floor sweepings from the brick.
Basically, this is all Peter's floor sweepings. I'm not even joking about this. I wish I was joking. I'm not on it. It's band practice sweep up. But... So you too can have a guitar pick that's been sweat on by the band.
Yeah. Well, during his practice, he's got to practice throwing them, so he's got to do it as...
They don't make it very far in the garage, okay, guys? Kind of just bounce off the door.
Well, that's pretty awesome. And he also create clothing.
Yep, I do. A few people may know that I did cosplay. I'm actually stepping away from that, so I could actually take a full dive into making stage wear, which was actually my dream. It was reawakened when I got to meet Rhapsody of Fire, and I had to fix Alessandro's pants, because he blew out the crutch doing the bassist power stance. They were just so lucky I ended up having my leather sewing needles that day. And thread, but I fixed them, and as far as I know, they're still holding up over a month later.
Wow.
And they're going to another festival soon, so... Hope they're still working, buddy.
I mean, if not, if it's hot over there, at least it's got a little ventilation, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I remember correctly, they're going off to Germany again, so yeah. It's getting kind of warm and humid over there, so it's not as bad as San Diego, but it's kind of gross. Ask anyone who's married to Vakken, it gets kind of swampy. It's pretty armpit-feely. It's gross.
kind of just chatting about metal, like what's some shows you've been to lately that you're into?
Shows I went to, well, obviously Rhapsody, because they just getting to hang out with them, talk to them, help them out. Just they're wonderful people, and anyone who disses a band for not having all their fucking original members, go shove it up your ass, because these new people, honestly, just take it as a full new band. They're amazing people. If you're not willing to give stuff like that a try, that's kind of just cruel, because they're working their asses off to just try and be as personable and as enjoyable and loving as people originally saw the original members. And they're working 10 times harder, if not more, just trying to keep the audience's attention due to the fact that so much ends up dwindling after members leave. And I find that just heartbreaking. But their opener is fucking Windrose. Holy shit. That was hilarious. I love them. Always love them. And I will say this to anyone who was fucking rowing at their in their pit. Stop. Go look at the videos that they have from their most recent festivals and start digging instead. It's a lot funnier. Also, they're not a monomorph.
No.
Dwarfs. They're known for digging.
Digging, yeah. The diggy dig song.
Literally diggy diggy hole, guys. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Why are you rowing?
Yeah. And a monomorph have a really tall front man.
They do. And
Windrose is not
he's so not my tall. Height. He's not that tall. He's must be about 5'8", 5'9".
He's not dwarf, but
No, but he's the shortest in the band.
I guess he looks short compared to the other dudes. They have a costume too, yeah.
Their costumes are pretty solid.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny watching them like air them out before the show. Hand clothes, man, especially with all that faux fur, even real fur, that shit gets fucking sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking nasty shit. But hey, I can make some better stuff one day.
You can.
If you guys hire me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also know how to work with leather and real fur.
Maybe San Diego metal scene will be known for its badass costumes on bands.
Hopefully. I already have some designs. I'm picking out models right now. They are going to be size 2 fit. So right now I'm just gathering models to make my sample pieces, which I want to give out as a gift to some people that are very specific. But if the people who model them like them, I will also be making a copy for them at a discounted price. So if you think you might possibly be the right size for any of my secret guest people that I'm going to be giving the original versions to, let me know. And I will let you know if you fit that size. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's not vague at all.
Yes, I know. It's because I don't think I should be disclosing who I'm giving this to, because it's supposed to be a secret for when they're back.
Okay.
Okay? I only have so much time to make all this shit.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shit under my belt. Now I have to make sure I can get these patterns working, because if I can't, that is all going to crumble. And I'm trying to make stage wear that is durable, comfortable, size adjustable, because weight will fluctuate on tour, because you may be eating a lot of fast food, you may be eating healthy, we may just forget to eat and you're just drinking alcohol the entire time. I want to make sure that that is taken into consideration, because tour life is not easy, and anyone who fucking does that shit, big band or small, you're a fucking trooper for that shit. That's honestly impressive. Because I don't know how well I would be able to do it, but I do want to do it. I want to go on tour with bands and keep their stage wear nice and pristine, fix it, help them make new stuff on the road, stuff like that. I would love that, and that is honestly the dream. Because why stay in this town, regardless of how great our venues are and how awesome our scene is, but why stay in this town when you could see bands from all over?
Sure. For your stage wear, is there like certain styles or maybe eras of history that would inspire you to create, or are you kind of like looking at what other bands are doing?
And are you making the stuff out of fabric or leather or both? Or
fabric and leather, and it just depends on the piece, but I'm looking at the style of the band, their style of music, and I'm trying to make stuff that is within their realm. And if the bands already have basic outfits that they like to wear, I'm trying to recreate stuff in a similar fashion, but maybe more gearing towards the genre of their music. Like, say, a power metal band, they're typically going to be more fantasy-based in their sound. They're probably going to be singing about, like, slaying dragons and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I make a leather vest that kind of looks a little bit like armor. Maybe I make some leather pants that also look a little bit like armor. Or I have a nice hooded long sleeve. That way then you can look like the rogue you play in D&D. And then you can be that edgy little bastard in real life, too.
I play usually a barbarian.
Same. Yeah. They don't wear much clothing. No.
Loincloths and that's all you need, because you know, the bonus for not wearing armor.
It depends on what game you're playing, because I know that's 5e.
Yeah.
I played Pathfinder.
Oh, Pathfinder.
Okay. So it's more like 3.5.
Too much stats.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
No, he's not wrong. There's a lot more customization if you think about it in 3.5, but the game flow of 5e is a lot nicer. So try and find your middle ground. Good luck, guys. That's not easy.
Definitely need a middle ground. Yeah.
I think Pathfinder 2e is that middle ground right now. I'm not really sure. I think so. My friend's a DM for that, but I haven't played. He just stole all my gear.
Yeah, and there's like a D&D another edition supposed to come out next year.
Wait, are you fucking shitting me? Why?
To sell more books. What else?
Touché.
Yeah.
Touché, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, and plus it's, people might be just kind of bored of the same classes and stuff, even though they came out with this book that was an update to 5e with new classes. I guess they just want to sell more books and keep it fresh. I don't know.
All I know is that, hilariously, D&D and Metalheads just kind of coincide together, and they even touched up on that on Stranger Things with Eddie Munson as an amazing DM. And Joseph Quinn just playing an amazing character and winning the hearts of Metalheads everywhere. And the hearts of every teenage girl out there. Please, if you are that teenage girl, actually listen to Metal. You might like it. Just give it a shot. I suggest Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. That's great. Great first start for anybody.
With the classics, and then we'll work your way modern.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So all that Warlock Crackle guitar got popular again since the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
They're going for like thousands.
Remember that paint job was like all the rage, like in the early 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilariously, it was the 90s, and it's supposed to be an 80s show.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, was that Crackle paint job around in the 80s? It was like...
Later.
I think
Lita Ford was it? She was playing a lot of Warlocks.
Yeah, I don't think she had the one with like a Black Widow on it.
Yeah.
She would.
Yeah.
That edgy woman, I love her. Then again, every metal hint's a little edgy.
Right. For the stage where, is that something you're looking to kind of like maybe move that into like a bigger part of your life?
I want that to be my entire life
because
I love metal with all of my heart, and I've honestly never felt more accepted in a community. Like, I'm legitimately quitting cosplay so I can just be a metalhead, basically.
Do you have a web page or like social media where people can find?
Honestly, just my Instagram right now, because I'm trying to keep as much of the designs under wraps until they are actually out there and physically made, because it is technically legal to steal ideas like that. That's what they taught you in college.
What?
Yeah, you can fashion.
Just make a slight change like they do with...
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing with fashion design. It is completely legal to steal the exact same shape. Just say, oh, it's about an eighth of an inch or a 16th of an inch shorter. Or, oh, the hem's ever so slightly different.
Yeah.
No one can stop you. It's completely legal.
Just don't put logos on it. Logos, I think, are a little bit...
Oh, I didn't plan on logos. I didn't plan on logos, but I will have a custom-made tag in there. But hopefully within the year, the first sample pieces will be out. And then if anybody ends up liking those, you'll know where to find them. And I will be releasing pictures of each one as I go. And I've also done costumes for music videos for Hellsot. So if ever need be, I also still make costumes. You can still commission me for that sort of shit. And I have a plethora of outfits for women. It is terrifying how many costumes I have.
For Hellsot, did you do some of the Western stuff?
I made and styled all the girls' outfits for the first one. I did for the three that were also the saloon girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I styled all the saloon girl outfits as well. But there were some pieces I did make, like the skirt on my outfit in the first one, and also my bloomers and chemise in mine. And then for the lovely girl in the green corset, I made her chemise. And I also made the chemise that I wore in the Western, but you didn't see that because it's an underdress kind of thing.
Mm.
But I made all that stuff, and I made it in only a few days. but I was also doing makeup, hair. I did special effects makeup. I can do these things. For help with makeup stuff, I did end up helping Mithrium after a failed attempt at first, because I didn't realize how much these fuckers sweat. But we did find a silicone primer that does help. So if you are someone who wears like corpse paint, I have secrets for you. And Mithrium has secrets too. Because if you don't want to sweat off your shit, we have some stuff that might work.
Wow.
Oil-based, man.
No, Alonzo still sweats that off. It's hilarious.
Basically, I tattoo it on him. And
don't tempt me. I'm going to see him this week for his birthday. But no, we found a fairly inexpensive primer to use, and you just do like an oil base on top of that. And then a force powder it so you don't look shiny. I know you lazy bastards. I know who you are. We've all seen you. You all look shiny as hell on stage. Stop doing it.
I've even thought about buying something like, I see myself on these videos like, well, I'm probably sweating, but like my face is like
shiny. Do you have oil blotting like stuff for that?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the fucking how festivals have been like dropping off over the past few years. Because I remember there used to be, like, quite a few more festivals. We used to have Mayhem Fest, Mount Fest. I don't even know if that's still going on. Ozfest meets Not Fest. Ozfest is a thing. We used to have Operation Kickass and
Psycho is not this year.
Psycho isn't this year. But that we ended up getting Emperor on tour for the first time in, what, 15 years in America? Even though it was, like, only, like, what, 7 shows? Then we also have, okay, so there was Uproar and Operation Kickass. I remember those ones. I remember those. I did those when I was like 19 or 20. But there's, I feel like there's been a drop of festivals out here in California. Have you noticed that too?
I don't notice. At least for the last at least like 7-8 years, summer is dead. Summer is dead in the U.S. for metal shows. Because of the European festival scene, everybody goes there.
It does take priority. They do amazing stuff there, and there are so many festivals out there in Europe. I mean, I follow a few bands. I have a few friends in bands, whether they be small or big, and it's like there's a festival every other week. It's insane, and I do plan to go out to Sweden Rock next year, hopefully, and Tuska Festival over in Helsinki. I want to say it's definitely in Finland.
Do you know who makes Sweden Rock? Hammerfall.
Thank you. See, my brain was just like, I'd like to go see this thing and have more reasons to visit Sweden other than hot Swedish men.
Mm-hmm. And meatballs.
What kind of meatballs are we talking about?
I let the beer's finally kicking in. So
oh no, I'm.
You can
I'm
just. Always, you shouldn't just fast forward to this part.
It's just my brain at all times. Ask my coworkers. I am terrible. There is no filter, even at work. I terrify my own boss.
Speaking of shows and festivals, luck. I noticed some of the bigger shows this year aren't coming to San Diego and skipping us too.
Yeah. Are they going to LA?
Well, like Cavalera, Conspiracy, whatever. I think Judas Priest last year didn't come here. Right?
But Judas Priest is going to be over in Joshua at the very least. It
seems like.
Well, no, not Joshua. Chala.
Seems like depends like what kind of bands and how big they are and like what venue it is. Sometimes it seems like they've been.
I've never been able to figure out why we get if there's like a specific reason some bands kept us, I think it's.
I know Rob Zombie talked about it at one of his last shows, but I think I was a little too drunk at that point to pay too much attention.
Oh, man.
Like, I think he was talking about something like how, like, some of the venues, they like to cut things off early, so it's harder for bigger bands, and there's, like, a weird noise thing with San Diego, where LA doesn't really give too many shits. They're just used to it.
I have noticed, like, shows in San Diego, for the most part, have gotten quieter. And that's like, that's like universal. Like all of even
that
Brick,
my soul.
Even Brick's not as loud as it used to.
Okay, Brick just got like a new sound system, which was the used sound system from like Soma, and that thing was already shot to hell. But like, I'm pretty sure I remember hearing Colin saying that he was fixing it or some shit. dude's a godsend. If he would ever reply to a goddamn text message, Colin, I'm fucking calling you out on this shit. I'm calling you.
Calling you out.
All right, go sit in the corner and think about what you just said. Go sit in the corner. Are you even a dad? Go sit in the corner.
Miserable. But I think it's like every venue has gotten quieter. I'm not saying it's a bad thing because sometimes I get photo passes. I'm up in the front.
Or is everyone just going?
It could be that.
It's not. Because sometimes, like, observatory, for example, I can hear someone talking right next to me, which is, to me, I don't like it. If I'm at a metal show, I want it to be loud.
Depends on what they're talking about, too.
That, too.
If I have a conversation with him or me, you're going to get some weird shit. Mostly for me, normal-esque metal shit from him. If anything, like, secondhand weird for me.
Yeah, pretty boring shit for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird when the band's playing that you can, like, have a conversation like this while the band's playing.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but sometimes I'm like, well, if the band's not that, you know, kind of shitty.
Well, that's when you get caught.
And
that's when you go to the bar and they end up better because beer goggles are also beer sin.
Hell yeah.
We're not dissing bands. Or sorry. We do love you. We do appreciate your work. But some days.
You need a little break sometimes at shows.
Some days the audio tech is not that good. And we're sorry for those who get a shitty audio tech that night. Stages, I'm looking at you. I'm calling them out on this shit. I love stages, but your audio tech sucks. I'm not even joking. Like, it's miserable. And if I know miserable because I remember those first 10 minutes of fucking Mayhem playing over Psycho 2022. There was no sound. And there was no vocals. And there was also the curtain wasn't even raised for like the first three. I was so fucking pissed.
Oh, really?
Dude, someone totally got better that night.
You know what venue that always has good sound, though, is a House of Blues, the downtown.
No, fuck.
That was always good. Like, at the Venom Inc., that was good.
Yeah. For some reason, like, that place is, I mean, it's old Woolworths. Yeah. It's old department store that turned into a venue, and it's somehow they got great sound out of that room.
Well, even, like, even though it's, like, it has that balcony, and it's kind of, can be echoey, it's somehow, it's usually
Even the over at the Anaheim House of Blues in the bigger hall, it sounded great. The small hall, I'm going to give shit to that because I saw Beast in Black there last year in 2022. I want to say it was in like May. Holy shit, the sound kind of sucked that night. And also, turn up your fucking AC or put AC in there. It was hotter than Satan's ball sack in summer. Please fix that. Holy fuck, that was bad. I thought I was going to die that night.
All right, what else could we complain about?
I played a lot of long
things. So we went through like a whole like two segments of praising the metal scene. So let's like
we have to do at least one. You have to do one where we're just shitting on like the corporate. You have to shit on the corporate stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's like all corporate right there.
Right, like Soda Bar is pretty corporate. I'm kidding.
Not.
And I wouldn't shit on Soda Bar because those guys, that's a great little venue.
Yeah, they just had midnight there just like a few weeks
ago. Yeah, that's crazy, right?
I was drinking that night and I thought I was going to go home early. I fucking lied to myself. I should have just gone to that concert.
I didn't go because of starting a new job. I'm like, I don't want to spend money.
I was getting free drinks at a whiskey bar.
I would have selected that.
Were the doors flagged?
So the doors, they were, I think. Original lineup.
Yeah, no, like, I just feel like a lot of these venues, they've, like, we're getting some cool bands every now and then, but I feel like...
We're getting a lot of cool bands.
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel as personable anymore. Yeah, it kind of sucks. Because I remember how it used to be, where it's like, oh, you get, like, you can see the bands outside, you get chit-chat. Now you're paying, like, an arm and a leg to do any kind of meet and greet. And they just, like, hide in their fucking vans. And it's like, I get it. You're dealing with fans for, like, a month, 2 months at a time. And you have to deal with your other fucking bandmates and whoever else might be on the fucking bus with you. But, like, kind of miss that personability where you get to actually just, like, bump into them. Like, oh, shit.
I don't ever do it, but I have friends that, like, are into meeting the bands. And I'll see on their social media, oh, yeah, we hung out with the... blah 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 band after the House of Blues show. So they probably wait there
until what hour?
I don't I don't think it's that late. I mean, it probably depends on the band.
Yeah, it also probably depends on the venue, because, like, me over at fucking Brick, because they basically just adopted me as, like, a human cat. Sarah just threw me at fucking Rhapsody of Fire, and she's like, oh, she can show you where to find food. Me, what? What? And then I just end up befriending a few of the members, and I got to see them again the next show. Like, it was a random change in, like, turn of events, and it was fun. It was a little scary at first, because I'm awkward as fucking hell. Anyone actually knows who I am, like, personally knows who I am, you know I'm fucking weird. You know I'm fucking awkward. Anyone who knows me only at shows, you know I have to put on mirror. Right? Where I seem like a normal-esque human being in the metal scene. Everybody knows that fucking face that you put on at, like, certain things and events, and it's like, oh, yes, and then the moment you're away from this, oh my god, there's people,
I hate this. I mean, but that's why there's alcohol, I guess.
That is why there's alcohol.
But I think, like, San Diego's kind of fortunate as far as that goes, because it's not like L.A. where there'll be mobs of people waiting for those bands.
Touché, that is a
big thing. It's like small.
But it's also a hollow victory, because that also means less fans at that event. So that means less bad events.
I think our fans are kind of different. We're getting pretty good numbers at shows.
Yeah, we are.
But I think a lot of people, they're like, okay, got to go to work. So they're like, pam, right out of there. But there's... So the amount of people maybe waiting to meet the bands is a manageable amount of people.
Yeah, I remember over at Santa Ana, over at the Observatory, like, there were people waiting for, like, finishing up autographs, trying to get pictures with Rhapsody or Windrose. And, like, they just didn't come back out. They were fucking tired. I understand that shit.
Yeah.
Like, they had good AC. The stage was fucking great. The crowd was fucking amazing on this show. Not to say anything about Brick, but, like, it was another level. But at Brick, they had that ability where they felt like they still had enough energy to actually interact with fans.
Plus, at Brick, they had nowhere to hide.
They really don't.
That green room,
locked.
So, that band's, like, got to beeline it from Brick to their...
They look like, okay, if you take all the clothing, like, all the stage wear off of Windrose, they're normal-ass motherfuckers. Like, I didn't even recognize them, aside from the fact that one was in, like, a bathrobe. I was like, there's no way you're a regular person.
They still dig, though, right?
Yeah.
Diggy, dig.
Yeah, they did diggy hole. Yeah. And they turned into a fucking rave for, like, the last minute, which is kind of hilarious. See, a bunch of metalheads turn into ravers for, like, a straight minute. I've never seen a change in just, like, mood so fast, but still the same, like, general energy. That's the lovely thing about metalheads. Like, if they're in a good enough mood, any music at that moment is just, like, the next event for them. Could be the sound guy just being a dick on the fucking... up, like, on the stereo, and she's like, I'm just gonna play rap now, and everybody's just like, okay, we're rappers.
It happens.
It's fucking funny. I love that sort of shit.
Listen, those people are too serious anyways.
Oh, yeah.
You're going out.
Metal is not a serious business.
No.
It's not life or death. It's entertainment.
And if you do take it that serious, just take that stick out of your ass.
Or keep it to yourself.
Or maybe you need to add lube. Just saying. Maybe you need another stick up that ass. I don't know. You figure it out. Just be more enjoyable.
This video is best played in reverse, by the way. Start at the end and go.
You're gonna have to, like, just, like, do, like, segments of, like, okay, you're gonna have to watch this one, then this one, then this one. Get the weird shit out.
Yeah.
Then go Siri.
I gotta do that, like, the very beginning of the video.
Where they do the timestamp.
The little preview part. This is where you're going to end up. And it's right now.
Yeah, I do, like, the timestamps. That way then people can, like choose where they want to go. That's what I do on for the Coffee and Metal stuff. Is, like, I do little timestamps of, like, when bands start playing, when their interview starts and stops, stuff like that.
I don't even know how to do that.
You just put the time on there.
Oh, okay.
It's like, okay, is that this exact second and this minute? And you can just click it, and it's like, oh, hey, I can just see myself on there.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's kind of a dick move. You just skip over every other band, just saying support every band out there. Unless they're racist, then you can shove this figure up their ass without lube, and then maybe add, like, 10 more. Unless they like it, then don't.
And then Nolube, yeah.
Yeah. Then they might like it more, because typically the bands like that, they're kind of masochistic.
Could be, yeah.
Just saying.
All right. Are we good?
I don't know. Like, do we want to talk about any of the festivals that are happening, how they've gotten smaller, but, like, the bands are getting better? I mean, it's more of a local thing, but...
That's what I was going to say, Woody. I know I've brought it up before in other topics and videos. Since the COVID, it seems like the more tours have, like, more than just one big band, which I think is good.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Which I think
the tours are more stacked.
Especially because the price has gone up, too. Then it's less risk for the bands, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's a good thing overall.
Yeah, because I remember that Windrose show. Like, I just remembered it as Windrose. I'm sorry, Rhapsody. I love you boys more. I promise. I know you were headlining. I'm sorry. But I just remembered it as Windrose at the time. And I've seen Seven Kingdoms. They're amazing live. Rhapsody, you're fucking phenomenal. But it's just like, those are three really solid bands. Two amazing bands from Italy. Like, that's fucking solid right there. And the same night that they were playing the fucking Santa Ana show, Doyle was playing at the same venue in the small stage, and he was off by like 10. Not dissing you, Doyle, but maybe make another album. You've only had two for how many years?
Hey, write until you can't.
I think he's at that point. Okay. I'm sorry, babe. Tell Brandon I say hi. But no, you are right. The bands have been fucking stacked. I mean, look at Power Trip. They're just doing six bands in total, and it's fucking insane.
I think that's one of the reasons maybe a lot of the shows have been full of people, seems like, too, which I think is a plus.
It's that and
for them.
And hungry, yeah.
We were starved.
Which it should have been like that before, in my opinion.
Seriously, I remember the first show back at Break. It was all locals, and it was fucking... Was it almost near sold out that day?
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking cool. And we haven't seen that again. I'm really fucking pissed about that. Just saying. Yeah. Up to your local fucking bands.
It had to level out a bit, but I don't think it's leveled out yet. I mean, it's not like pre-pandemic. People are still going crazy for shows.
Yeah, but it's like still like the local bands. We're still not seeing a good amount. Like, we're seeing okay amount, but I want to see like at least half the venue. Like, it's disappointing when I don't get to see at least that. Like, these are your friends and you don't want to drop like $15 on them. It's free fucking parking. The fucking bartenders are solid. You're supporting a friend and their passion, their love, what they want to do. Fucking drop the $10-$15. Quit being a bitch about it.
Right. It's like the fries of how many coffees?
Yeah, really.
Honestly, if you go to Starbucks, that's like a coffee and maybe like a biscuit.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
You gotta get no scone, though.
Yeah.
The scone's too expensive. They
get a biscuit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is maybe just go without your Starbucks that day and just make yourself a coffee at home and then go see your friends perform, or at least just buy a ticket and not go, because at the very least, they still get that money.
I've had a few friends do that before.
That's fucking solid. I really appreciate when people do that sort of stuff. It's a nice little gesture.
I don't expect anyone to go, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's just $15. It goes to the venue and it goes to the band. And what about also the whole thing with, like, how merch has gotten so fucking expensive on tour? What the fuck is that? I spent, like, $45 on a goddamn Emperor shirt.
I think that depends on the venue.
Some venues take a big percentage.
Live Nations, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. But they're not the only ones, though.
No.
Yeah. No, they're just taking over.
Yeah. But they're not the only ones taking percentages of merch. There's plenty of others. But...
Oh,
I know Brick does it, but they're
the exception. Nice thing about Brick, because they care more about like the bands and stuff like that, and they care more about the event. Like, they're giving us 60% of proceeds from just ticket sale alone, and anything that we make outside of that, either the bands get to keep or they get to help us donate to charity. And that's
basically they're giving you the show for free because they still got to pay for the sound guy and staff and everything.
Yeah, and I know how much they pay the sound guys, so I'm not even going to disclose that stuff because I don't think I should talk about that sort of shit, but. Seriously, though?
The sound better be good.
If I remember, I think his name was, like, Luke or some shit like that. You better be fucking good that night. If not, give me Colin. give me fucking Colin so I can harass him myself.
Fire me.
There you go. And also, please don't let Pete touch the lights. And stop just using red lights. I know they look really, really cool on stage, but red lights alone are so bad in pictures. Use this
like as a photographer, I hate it. Yeah.
It's good for like the back, but you have to have like a darker color in the front to give it that good contrast. That way then you actually see the fucking details on people. Holy shit, all that red light fucking blurs it out.
It's gotta go black and white, yeah.
If anything, if you're gonna do the blue the red light, I'd say like a blue or a green in front. That way then like you have that nice contrast. So light
or saturated red can be difficult.
It's so hard and it just looks so blurry. So please, light guys.
It's not always. Sometimes it depends on the band. The band might say, hey,
no, holy red light. The band doesn't typically say shit over a brick. It's typically like.
Because they're not even thinking about it. They're not playing.
They do. As a band, sometimes you go, hey, no colored lights.
If they end up having like a. Typically, if like a band's going to care about this sort of shit, they already have a guy that's going to do lights.
But I've seen other bands that go, hey, only white lights I've seen.
I like
white lights. It depends on the band. I think it depends on the band.
The solid red is the hardest.
I think that's the band usually go, yeah.
No.
We want red because everything else.
Literally, I talked to Brick and it's just like, well, it just looks cool.
Start to fall.
Yeah. And it's like, but it's so bad for pictures, guys. I have a hard time.
It's weird. Your eyes, like, it looks good, okay on your eyes, but
on a camera, it's so bad.
Let's say red is like the darkest color, darker than black.
I turn on a red light for my room when I want to take a nap. It's fucking soft. But no, it's terrible for
me. Roxanne sits on the red light.
Roxanne! That was my dad's first concert, I think, was the Police when they were like really small.
I'm gonna go see Sting in October.
Oh, shit. My October is already fully booked. Partially from you guys.
Yep.
Partially.
October 21st.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I thought it was July 21st for a second. I was like, no! I panicked. I'm sorry, guys.
I would panic too.
I'm sorry. There's just so many things that are booked in like from July to October. I'm just panicky. I don't even get to go to Halloween Horror Nights this year. That's how bad this is.
That's a Universal Studio one?
Yep. I really like haunted houses. I don't even get to go this year. I barely even got to go last year. I had to do like 2 haunted houses and maybe a ride. It sucks. The person I went with, they like bitched out. They was like, I hate these lines. It sucks. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, well.
Of course it's going to be a line.
She had the expectation because, like, Florida doesn't have the lines. Like, it's fucking Florida!
You got the mosquitoes the size of birds, and you got the alligators and stuff. Yeah, alligators everywhere.
They're not that bad. They're really swamp kitties. Floridian swamp cat.
They got hurricanes. We don't got those.
Yet.
But they're afraid of our earthquakes.
They are. A lot of people are afraid of earthquakes. I don't get why. They just kind of rock us to sleep.
I would say the earthquake here maybe like once every 5 years
or something. To feel good. It's a real one, aside from like the ones that we get like all the time that just kind of like lull us to sleep.
You don't even know if you feel. Did you feel something? I don't.
Like everyone else feels it, but we're just like meep.
Right.
It's just the ground. It's alive. What? Yeah. You don't have that where you are?
It's just the earth.
It's just the earth waking up. Unsettling to most normal Californians. But no, like, I kind of miss, like, having a lot more festivals to choose from in the summer. Like, I miss being that burnt out young 20-year-old that was just going to festivals all the time, having to be able to pick and choose. But now it's just like, well, I guess I have to plan this shit out because the only one that I'm really going to, aside from, like, these small ones, Lords of the Underworld in August and Deathfest end of July. Like, the only one I really get to choose from is Aftershock, but that's in October. Like, I feel like festivals in California are a lot smaller now.
Festivals are like, I think they're valued too much a bit in the metal world. Like just going to regular shows is pretty cool.
I mean, I go to regular shows all the time, but it's like, I miss festivals because it's like that weird atmosphere that just.
See the same people for multiple days and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of like a party without having to be too party-esque.
No.
I kind of miss that because that's what I liked about Psycho. I hated it over at the Resorts World, but I loved it at Mandalay. Like at Mandalay, it just felt right, but at Resorts World, it just felt
wrong. It was so expensive.
It was so expensive.
Yeah.
And like,
I didn't mind because you could bring your own beer.
So. You just went to one day. We were there the entire weekend.
Oh my God, the beers were expensive.
The food was expensive, and the sizes were so small, it sucked.
Yeah. I mean, they could just walk out and get food or beer.
Dude, it's like far as fuck away from anything. Like,
oh, and you just go to the casino though, right?
Plaza down the street.
Is that a close walk for a cheaper food?
I mean, it's different for me because I know Woofer's there.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a problem.
I am going to Hell's Heroes next year in Houston, and that's a full fest, yeah. And you're talking about party? That's the biggest party fest I know in the U.S.
I would say, oh, I know. What 70K count for, like, a party fest?
I went to that one this year. That was fun, too.
I need to go.
Sometimes.
Bro, let's go to this little world. You'll never see me. I'll be in someone else's room probably sucking dick. Wait, what?
My breath back.
Single. Hi, I'm still single, and I'm also just kind of a whore. But I'm clean. I don't know. I do know, but it's just hypothesis.
But yeah, that is a party.
Does that count for like in like America because it starts there?
No,
I would say
I feel like it's.
I would say it is.
I feel it's more catered to the European tourists.
It was, I would say, maybe
a lot of fucking.
I would say maybe 30-40% people from out of the country.
Yeah, I would say that too because, like, I feel like there's typically a few concerts that happen like before or after in that area in Florida, so you can still like start your time off or end it with another concert. So I got friends out in Florida, but it's like I need to go to it so bad. And everybody was asking, "It's like Chris, you need to be there this year." I was like. No, broke.
Well, do you?
It's not easy. I mean, you got to fly far. The farthest place in our country.
I've been to Florida several times.
I would say if you like to go to festivals and you like to meet the bands and hang out with the musicians and the artists and bands, you would like it.
That's in your bag. Because they're playing multiple times.
Well, every time you go to eat, the bands are right there. Every time you go to the bar, the bands are there. You go to the casino, the bands are there.
I do like that kind of...
So it depends what you're into.
I like that sort of atmosphere where it's like, oh, you just could see them as regular people. I really enjoy that because it just makes them more human and less like something unattainable. And I really appreciate that for stuff like that. Instead of having to like wait in line for meet and greet, like you have to do it at every other festival. You have to wait in line for like a signing and stuff like that. It's like, oh shit. Should I ask him? No, I'll see him like tomorrow. I'll ask him then, kind of thing.
Another thing.
I'll just lube him up with a good drink.
Another thing I was cool was every band played twice. So you get to see them in different stages, different atmospheres.
Even different times.
Yeah. If you miss them one time, you can see them like the next time.
Would you say it's like the same performance or did it feel different?
Not always. It depends on the band.
Ooh,
sometimes the bands would have completely different sets.
Oh, that's kind of
like
cool.
Rod and Cries, for example.
Oh,
we played two different sets.
Remember when they played fucking Psycho? I had to make it for a little bit of that. I was like,
yeah, I saw them on the pool deck at the 70,000 tons. That was awesome.
Dude, the
only the Mighty Contract and like
they
only
the pool stage last year over at Psycho, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did, yeah.
I was pretty drunk at that time. I think it was like a 2 a.m.
I know. I think they were the last band of the whole fest.
Yeah,
they
wanted to go back, but that went into my hotel to take a shower.
But the pool part was the last part of the whole fest.
Was it? Or was it like one of the goth ones?
No, everything. I think they were the last band of the whole fest.
Damn, that's fucking awesome.
They were great.
They were. It was fun. Yeah. I was like staying there. I was like, it's fucking gross out here. I should hop in the pool. Nope. That's a tiny pool. Nope.
The pool was hot. The water...
Put it back at the Mandalay, please. Asking for a friend.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
Please put it at the Mandalay. I think they said something about, like, weren't they going to bring back, like, it at the Hard Rock or something? Or make?
I thought the Hard Rock was getting torn down.
I thought they were going to remake it. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't think they've announced it yet.
Just make this festival more fun. If anything, just keep it at the Mandalay because I loved it there. That pool was fucking solid. I don't need a topless place like they have over at had over at the Hard Rock. I will be happy with the fucking Mandalay because that was fucking amazing.
I didn't go to this last one was the last one, the first one I went to.
You missed it. Holy damn. Dude, no, like the pool pit for Cannibal Corpse was so good. Some dude brought in like a foot and a half long dildo and he was raised up like a god amongst men. It was so funny. And like, I think he dropped the dildo and everyone was like bowing to it in the pool. And like, some dude walked away with one of the lifeguard chicks and was like, dude, you got a fucking hottie, whoever you were. You got a fucking solid 10 out of 10. You better be realizing how lucky you were then. I'm just saying, like, even the lifeguard chicks were fucking headbanging and windmilling. I was like, that's a show. That's a show.
They were real lifeguards?
Yeah. Wow. Real lifeguards. They had like five of them.
Did they have like that floaties, red floaty thing, yes, like on Baywatch?
Yeah, they had everything. Right. And they were hot.
All right. What's up, everybody? We took a little break because the camera was overheating because we like to talk. But that's a good thing. But not for you.
Because you missed a lot of good shit. Not sorry.
Yeah.
What happened is Kristen, off camera stays off camera.
There was a little bit, yeah. Kristen, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Dude, I was close with you guys.
It means a lot. We're both like working for the same goal, I think.
Supporting metal.
Exactly. Supporting metal. Especially in San Diego, which is our hometown. Yeah, it means a lot. And it's great to hang out with you and I talk in between shoots. I need to give up a little bit, but maybe we'll collaborate a little bit more.
Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last time. I promise about that. I got a studio waiting for us. Get ready for some new cool shit happening. We got a green screen.
A green screen, yeah.
Not that fancy, but I got a green screen.
You might see us on Mars or something like that. But
Mars Attacks? Oh, fuck.
Mars Attacks. Let's do it.
Hopefully coming September.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate you. For Brian, Vince, and Kristen, good night.
Stay fucking brutal.
Yeah.